Yes, indeed. This is that very Making College Come True radio show, the radio show dedicated to making college come true in your life, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain with the, depending on how you want to say it, superintendent of Tucson International Academy, a former Tucson Unified School District educator, the author of the book that this very radio show is named after, Making College Come True, 10 Keys to Success, and the, I think safe to say, still the newest talk radio show host in the fair city of Tucson, Arizona, Making College Come True radio show, Mrs. Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yay!
Yeah. Woo, woo. She's really smart, yeah. People. But listen up. Listen up. And so this week on the Making College Come True radio show, we have a couple of the amazing people out of Tucson International Academy. But like usual, Dr. J is going to give us her thoughts on the process of getting into college and what that means.
Yes. Well, that is a really good question, because in order for it to happen, you have to set up and follow the process. Mm. And I would say a part of the process that most people don't even remember exists and is extremely important is that you know why you want to go to college. Mm. Because not everyone needs to go to college. Even though I have a bunch of degrees and stuff and they have served me well, mm-hmm. I do live in the world of education, so degrees serve me for my professional reasons and also for some other reasons that I'll definitely share later. But you have to know why you are in college, and you have to have that reason needs to be good enough that it will help you get through some pain points. Mm. Because education does not happen without a little pain, because mm-hmm. you're growing. And if you're growing, you're stretching. And if you're stretching, things are going to hurt because you haven't moved that muscle before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things where if you count the cost before you get started, you'll have a better chance of making it through the storms that come up.
Mm-hmm.
And so today I was just going to say a little bit about that, why. There's so many reasons why people go to college.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for some of them, it's because their parents are telling them right out of high school, go to college because we believe this will be something that will serve you later in life. Having mm-hmm. a degree, having a credential, maturing, being around a different environment like college. There is no other environment like college.
Mm-hmm.
It is its own entity.
Mm-hmm.
You can be in Tucson, Arizona, but the U of A, I assure you, because I have 2 degrees from there, that it is not like Tucson. It is its own entity. You're mm-hmm. at University of Arizona. And in that university, it has its own commerce. It has its own value system. It has its own manners. How you behave there is a little different than what you can behave outside of there.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a focus. If, you know, people, the things that you do outside of the U of A, if you tried to do them at the U of A, they would just be like, but why?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a focused, community. And so universities have goals and purposes. And that also is why when you're thinking of going to college, that you first know why you want to go and also why you want to go to whatever specific university you're going to go to. You know, there's different universities with different feels.
Mm-hmm.
So with TIA, Tucson International Academy, we like to take our kids at least on a state college tour every year. So we go and we visit like 3 to 4 college campuses right here in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
It's close by. It's easy to get to. It's so worth it. So we do that so that people can feel the university. And we've over and over again, every time we go on that trip, kids will say, I want this university. And then they get there and they go to the next university, you know, either later that day or the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, I used to think I wanted to go there, but man, when I got off the bus at this university, I knew that was where I needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did
mm-hmm.
they know? Oh man, there are so many factors that go into it. But there's the whole issue of purpose. There's the whole thing of you are a certain unique individual and you're going to fit differently with different groups of people.
Mm-hmm.
And usually if you are sensitive or at least awake a little bit in your intuition system, you will know where to go.
Mm.
And for me, that's always been the case in a lot of different areas of my life, and it's really, really helped me to make better choices because I do listen to that. If it doesn't feel right or if it looks too good to be true, it probably is. Those are intuitive things, and those are also proven things that over time they rain out, that that's how it ends up.
Mm-hmm.
So why go to college? There's so many reasons. You can go to college because your parents are encouraging you to. You can go to college because as you have matured and moved forward in life, you actually got interested in something that maybe you don't feel so confident in. So if you go take some classes in it, you're going to know more information, and now you're going to exude confidence when you step out for that next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is the camaraderie of talking to people who can talk the lingo of your profession.
Mm.
So I found as I started getting all my degrees, I have 5 degrees, and as I started getting those degrees, my conversations got more and more particularly associated around research that most average Joes could care less about. But for me, they were so exciting because did you see this one factor? They held this variable in that one, but they did something different here, and it made the difference. And if our public school systems would just do that, oh my God. You know, so, but most people are like, oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, look at the time. I got to go to lunch. and they don't invite you to lunch. Okay, so those are indicators that you need a different group of people to discuss those ideas with.
Mm.
And in a college, you can find any type of group of people. Believe me, you can find anybody. So for me, finding people who cared about education, who had specific experience that had move them to looking at how to make it better or how to exaggerate something that was working. You know, it's just, it's exciting. And so, and then you get the whole issue of languages and culture, and is it all about the money? I'm going to challenge you guys and say, if you think going to college is all about the money, you are so wrong. Because most of us, I have 5 degrees and I don't make nearly as much money as the average Joe. I probably barely make the median American salary. And am I whining about it? No, because I love what I do, and I am so thankful for it, and I have totally been able to live within my means, and it's exciting. So it's not all about the money. There's so much more to it. It's about confidence. It's about challenging yourself. It's about growing. It's about getting more expertise. It's about finding aligned minds to share the ride with. That's what I like. I would still go back and get another degree, except my husband said, since we've been married, you have been in college, and I think you need to stop. I wanted to go back to college and get another degree with some of my principals, because of course we have become great comrades, and I love to see how they think of things. And for me, it's just exciting to sit there and watch, and it'd be a piece of cake because I've already done it. But my husband said no, so I didn't get to do that.
Yeah, how long ago was that conversation?
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
Guilty. I'd go again. Anyone want to go?
Yeah. So what are you thinking that you'd want to take if you were to go again?
If I were to go again, gosh, I don't know. It depends. You know, I'm a real group-oriented person. So if I'm raising up my leaders, I'd love to do something with my leadership team. So I would look and see what's the needs at our team and what degree might serve us. Well, let's all go get that degree. Let's take classes together. Let's be in the same cohort. Oh, gosh, that'd be a blast.
My dad actually has a master's degree in leadership.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I would love that.
I don't know.
And communication. I would love to just be even better at communicating.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you for filling us in, Dr. J. This is the Make It College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you have a student between the ages of K through 12, let's call it 5 through 18, and you're looking to make college come true in their life, Tucson International Academy is the place for you. Go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today to find out how you can register your kid and make college come true in their life. We'll be back right after this break.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
I have Winston's, I have Ballard.
And we're back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with the Dr. J, also known as Dr. Jennifer Herrera, in the like in the boardrooms and the more like suited up places.
I'm very suited up.
Yeah, absolutely. So she's Dr. J today, in other words. Absolutely. So, and then Dr. J was, like usual, was nice enough to invite some awesome guests to join us in studio. Who are our awesome guests in studio, Dr. J?
Well, I'm really excited to have two people who work for Tucson International Academy, and they work for the kids there, and they love it. They're both very highly effective. First, we have Katie Wood. Say hi, Katie.
Hi.
Super duper expert in all things details, and manages to feed all of our children, National School Lunch Program coordinator, as well as front desk, as well as nurse, as well as parent control.
Any other hats you need me to wear.
There nice. We go. See, I have trained them right.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems to be the MO for your staff. You just have like awesome staff that are just like, they're there to serve the kids. Like,
that's
like,
right.
What do you need from me, Dr. J? Put me in. I'm ready, coach.
Ready to play.
And who else we got?
And now I have my other guest is someone who I've known since he was a little kid. It was at least, I think he came to us in junior high, right? Or high school?
High school.
High school. So since he was a high schooler, a lowly high schooler, like 10 years ago. And anyway, I have known Axlan, Yanis.
Yep, you got it right.
I just want to make sure I say it right. Axlan has been with us as a student, and then he graduated college. He did go to England with us, and we had so much fun over there. He strongly looked at Oxford University. And they would have taken him. It was just a lot of logistics to fly home.
Way too many logistics.
Yeah, that's a little tricky. But how flattering that they were interested in you and that they pursued you. So, and the great tour we got because they believed in you. So, that's something you can always kind of like, yes, that was me. And so we have him with us here. And now what I love about Axlan is he is still in process. So is Katie in their degrees. And with Axlan, we have re-employed him several times because he was so good when he was a high schooler. He would be the front desk. He would also be after school person even while he was still a student. He would also help in so many ways. He of course was on the student council and a leader there, and he so we got him to teach a little science for us. Yep. And then we also have just recently reconnected at a higher level because now we finally got him brainwashed to be a teacher. And we're so excited about it because he will be awesome. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Everybody.
Before you came into studio, he was saying he was a TA, and I was just like, oh, okay, you're going to be a teacher. Because, I know everybody that I know that goes past Dr. J, at least that works for her. She talks him into being a teacher, then she talks him into being a principal, and then so on. So
it's like a magician. You never know.
You know, if I see something in someone, I'm not going to be quiet about it. It's it's so easy to see. I think that's a gift that we're given as kindergarten teachers, so that we don't see them as just little kids that are, snotty-nosed and crying all the time. Mm. They're really not. You can see who they're going to be as an adult when they're 5 years old. Mm. And I've become very accurate at that. I'm just going to brag. And and you see a little guy and you're like, man, this kid has potential. If, you know, they get the proper support, this could be our next whatever leader or the next creator of this business or this medical need or whatever. It's just exciting. I love being a part of kids' lives and seeing how they grow and develop and how they open up. And I actually, now that I'm older, I like seeing the teachers do that, which and also on my staff. So, and I, of course, I see every staff member as a potential teacher. So there you go. Mm. We have a huge teacher shortage. So I'm just saying to anyone listening to the radio show, that is an avid channel, because from teaching, you can, there's all kinds of spinoffs. You can do the more detail-oriented admin work. It's much needed in schools. You can do the kid-only interactions. That's much needed. And then there's all kinds of combos. And there's also sports, and there's also art, and there's also music, and there's dance. And, I mean, there's so many things you can do in the education field. So getting a degree in education is never a mistake. Okay. It's always a good thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And so, like I was saying with Mr. Yanez here, that he has been with us a long time and is such a joy and privilege because, man, he is really good at teaching and he's really good at directing the kids. And so currently he's TAing for our master teacher of master teachers at TIA, Mr. Chambers. Mm. And he's actually, you know, in charge of a group of kids and seeing them through the whole process of their high school education and plus getting them into college. So it's exciting.
Nice.
So, yeah. So shall we ask questions now?
Yeah,
I'm talking too much again.
I'll let you put them on the hot seat.
Okay. Well, Miss Katie, tell us about the degree you are pursuing right now. What are some of the future ideas you have? And it's okay if it's not just TIA. Okay. You're allowed to grow.
So I'm currently going for my Bachelor's of Science in Family and Human Development.
Nice.
Originally, I wanted to focus on social work and things like that. Mm-hmm. But since working with TIA, I'm not going to become a teacher. I apologize.
Darn it.
But
no.
as you said, there's so many ways that you can impact students and the community without being a teacher. And so I really would like to work with parents and the students who kind of slip between the tracks, you know, who need a little bit more attention, might have some things going on at home that are affecting their education and the teachers maybe aren't aware of that, you know, things like that. So I think that TI could benefit, and our community, could benefit for, you know, somebody working with that.
Almost like a liaison counselor.
Yeah, like a community parent liaison, maybe? Something like that.
I see that in the future. They're saying that that's the direction it's going to go, that what they're going to look for instead of direct instruction givers, which is kind of what we are right now, they're going to look for us to be more like a liaison between, here's the curriculum that you're learning, here's the community, here's the future goals you've set for your career, and then here's your family ability to support you. So how do we work all those things together to bring you into a place of wholeness and into a place where you're not slipping through that crack?
Exactly. When I was in school, I felt like I was a number. You know, I wasn't a name. I wasn't a student. You know, it was, okay, you're here from 8 to 3. This is, you know, you're going to take the curriculum I'm giving you and good luck, you know, afterwards. But at TIA, it's really the full package. You know, we want to know what's going on at home. We want to know what's going on at school so that we can put you on a path that really will get you successful, whether it's college, whether it's, you know, a technical degree, anything, you know, we want to help you guys find that.
Yeah, and there's such a need for every kind of employment, right? I mean, look at the trade industry right now. Goodness. Mm. I mean, we got set aside for almost a year because there just isn't the people to do the work and the materials are in back order.
Exactly.
So crazy. There's so much room for every level of job. All right. And of course, how about if we finish just talking with you and then we'll come back with the next segment with you. All right. So Katie, and all of that, what would you say, like, what would be a potential degree you could even get, and where are you? Are you going? Like, what will be your path to get to kind of a place?
So my final degree would be in probably education. After I get my bachelor's, I would really like to do probably educational psychology, because I want to learn more about the education side, but in addition, all the psychology elements as well. I think that in this past year especially, we've all seen the social, emotional element that our students really need and our community really, even our staff, you know, our staff really need. Mm-hmm. And so I think having that educational psychology element on top of my bachelor's would really benefit me and the community.
Nice. Absolutely. I can agree 100%. So that's exciting. We'll talk even more with you. And of course, we'll get to Oxlan when we come back.
Absolutely. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you haven't been to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to check out all the cool stuff that they do, whether you got a kid or not, please do. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We'll be right back.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello and welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with the Dr. Jennifer Herrera, also known as Dr. J, not to be confused with the 7-foot Philadelphia basketball player in the 50s.
What, I resemble him?
Yeah, you look exactly like a new jump shot. Really
Come on.
Good. Really good
I
jump shot.
I can jump a little.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
In my mind, I'm 7 foot.
Mm. And speaking of superstars, we have a couple superstars in studio with us. We have Axlan and we have Katie. So I'm excited to hear more from them. Hopefully Katie doesn't take my job because she's just too smooth.
Yeah,
with it.
Smooth one.
But we see how Axlan will do. Maybe he'll take my job. We'll see.
Maybe.
Yeah, never know. Oops. Well, Axlan, same question to you. You know, we just got to hear Katie tell about how she's currently in process for her degree, and she's seeing all these open doors and all the possibilities. And the cool thing I take away from what I heard with Katie is that that she doesn't have to make a decision today, this minute. She will be allowed to experiment with a few other classes. And as needs in our society change, I bet there's going to even be new jobs that aren't currently created yet.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's going to be new positions, new roles. I believe they're going to really drastically change education. And I'm kind of okay with it because I know that I'm a professional and I will roll with whatever they give us and make it the best ever. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, with that, there's going to be a lot of changes. And to me, I think it's exciting. How about you, Axlan? You've been in the system with us, with TIA. We easily got you into college. You were, man, a shoo-in, 4.0. Well, I don't know if you were all, the way a 4.0 or a 3.8?
We'll say three.
They're always so humble. You notice that? It's like they never want to admit they're straight A, but he was. And also just the colleges that were after him that wanted him. And he did get to go to college. Tell us a little bit about your college experience, the good, the bad, the ugly. I mean, we all know that it's a different journey for everyone. And then share with us where you're at now and what you're going to do.
Well, you know, I was at GCU. For my first 2 years, it was an experience. You don't expect it. You don't know what you're going to be thrown into. And I made a lot of good friends. The classes were interesting. I think going to TIA helped me understand the classes more and have that mindset to where this is how it goes. This is how you're supposed to do it. The downside is I think I would tell my past self to keep pushing forward and don't give up so quick. I think that was a kick in the butt for a while for me, and at one point did make me lose a bit of hope of what to do with my life. But
sure.
I think now, gaining more experience, more life experience, and seeing the world more clear, it helps me to understand to don't give up. Let the fire inside you burn brighter than the fire around you.
That's a beautiful quote, dude. Where'd you get that from? That was nice.
We'll just say secrets.
You know? Okay.
Oxlon quote. We're gonna have to start you a quote.
I'm gonna steal that. Make that my own. If you hear that somewhere, just know that I stole that from you.
All right.
It's on tape now.
Yep.
But that is so true. That is a great way to express that. So yeah. So you've been through some ups. You've been through some downs. When you started to go down. Was it isolation or was it just exhaustion? I mean, there's so sickness. I know you did have a sickness that got you behind some of your classes.
Yeah.
But I think you recovered from that, if I remember right. I don't know. We do try to stay in touch with our kids while they're at college, but sometimes they think that if they have bad news for us that we're going to be mad at them or disappointed. Never. Yeah,
at
you
all.
Know that too. It's just like and but when you're young and you're alone, you're
getting nervous when you're younger because. You always see, adults get to respect the elders, and you get nervous. You don't know what the reaction you're gonna get.
Mm. Right.
So sometimes you either are too scared to be honest, or you just start to lie and try to just wing it through. But I was never like that. I always try to give my full honesty, even with my parents, even though I would always feel like my heart was gonna come out of my chest. I had to tell them what was going on.
That's a good
they understood.
Policy.
That's the thing. That's the one thing most people are afraid of is seeing how their parents are going to react or how people around them is going to react. Mm. And I had a lot of times where I felt like, oh, I'm going to be way behind everyone else. All my friends are already graduating. But now it's like, I'm going to get my degree eventually. It's not going anywhere. It's still going to be there.
Yes.
You just got to take it slow and steady.
Yes, 100% right on. And so freeing once you're a little older and you look back and you're like, well, dang. So-and-so didn't even go. I thought they went, but they didn't even go. But at least I went. And then you go, well, dang. So everybody had to take a little break. Or so-and-so started their family. It was a surprise, but they did start their family. And now they're back in college, and it's still going to happen. But now they have a little extra motivation for why they're going to do it.
Coming back to TIA and working again, it gave me that life experience also. It pushed me to realize, like, I can do this. I can do all of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just needed that big push to keep going.
Yeah, because definitely life is a lot harder than school, huh?
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah,
that is. And then the unexpected things that happen, there's good ones and there's bad ones. And there's things that are just distractions that you didn't know was a distraction at the time, but you let it get you a little bit off track. There's so many things. I just want to say, was on the 5-year plan to graduate. Okay, I have a lot of degrees, but I mean, I did. And my PhD, I think I took 10 years to get because I got pregnant. I had a surprise pregnancy. I was happy, but but I was so close to finishing, and that delayed it another 2 years. And then right when I was finishing, my dad died. And then I had to go help with my mom. My dissertation was in another country, so I was traveling cross country with my 1-year-old, my husband was also in an internship at the time. It was a crazy time. But we pushed through it, and I remember I told my professors, I think I'm going to go ahead and just end. And they said, the heck you are. You're on your 9th year. You are going to freaking finish. And I was like, well, you don't get to tell me that, do you? And then I thought, well, wait, maybe if they're telling me that, they're going to help me. And I go, well, how can I do this? And I said, you just put one foot in front of the other, and you do it again.
Mm.
And so you ask for an extension, and so you do this, and so you do that. And so I did, and I got it. So same thing, and you have definitely found your way back to everything.
Yep.
And probably greater clarity. And they say that we're better. Well, I know I was definitely a better student in college when I was older, which brings us to somebody else on the next segment we'll talk to.
Who
could that be? Could it be our master of ceremonies over here?
Maybe. I get the hot seat. I already feel the boiling already. All right, I'm going to put on an extra pair of pants during the break.
And we'll definitely hear more from both of you. So think of some things you want to leave the audience with. And it's exciting to know that that there is always a way to accomplish any big goal. And there's a lot of ways to slice slice it, to compartmentalize it, to get through all the things you need to get through. So I'm so excited to hear your stories.
Absolutely. And we'll hear about all that and more after this break. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you have a student between the ages of 5 and 18, let's say 19, if you got held back a year, go ahead and go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com and see how you can register your student. If you're looking to make college come true in their life, there's not too many places that are better.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Welcome back to MCCT, also known as Making College Come True radio show. Yeah, we got acronyms around here, Dr. J.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, absolutely. It is brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I am Pastor John McClain, infamous or famous, depending on what circle Mr. of people famous. You come from. And then I'm here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, the newest famous person in the city of Tucson. Everywhere I go, people are like, are you on that show with Dr. J? I'm like, yes, I am. And this is it, Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. And we have the newest superstars of the radio broadcast here in studio with us, Mr. Axelon and Miss Katie. They call her Cat in certain circles.
Oh. New nickname.
Yeah. Trust me, once you have one, you're going to get 10 more.
Yeah, I believe that.
We have the Axeman and Cat in studio.
Yep,
with
there
us.
We go.
It took me forever to stop calling him Panda. That was his nickname in class.
You hear what Mr. Chambers calls me. He calls me Oxiombre.
Oxiombre. Okay. There we go.
Well, see, there you go.
I need some nicknames. They just call me Pastor John McClain and John McClain. I don't know anything.
I love it. Yeah. Well, we were definitely having a great discussion about like what drives you to college and what are some things you faced and where we're at in our path and our journey to college. And from doing this show, someone who's trying to avoid the questions, Pastor John McClain, is saying that when we first started the show, he said, hey, I think I'm going to apply for U of A. Mm-hmm. I go, you are? Mm-hmm. He goes, yeah, it's something I've always wanted to do. And of course, I was interested in his why. And he said, you know, it's just something that I always wanted to do. I thought it would be good. So today, I asked him where he was at in that. Uh-huh. Because he got accepted, almost immediately. Yeah. And of course,
congrats.
You're a prime.
Congrats.
Yeah. It's like he's a prime candidate because he's an active member of the community. He's a proven businessman already. But he has a message. And he also has some, what they call it, philanthropic he brings to the community on top of that. And most people really want to help and contribute to someone like that. And so I was just asking, Pastor John, what is your current, where are you at in the cycle and the process of college?
Yeah, funny enough, and I'm actually happy to share this because I want to think a lot of people go through this. Particularly, I mean, I've gone to over 4.5 years at Pima Community College, over a year and a half at Mesa Chandler Community College. So I got 6 years of college underneath my belt, but never have I been to a university.
Mm.
And the thing that I'm seeing about the process of a university, it's very different than the process of a community college. And because of that, even though, you know, I registered for school and got accepted for school maybe, you know, 7 months ago when we first started this show, I got, like a lot of people that I think that go, that get registered at University of Arizona, I got tripped up at the process because it wasn't the same process of Pima Community College. And for almost, you know, 6 months, I got stuck. Primarily the thing that I was stuck about. And, you know, when I say the process, I mean, right now I have to take an orientation before I can do this step. And then I have to do that step before I can do that step. And it is just like, these things don't exist with community college. With community college, you pretty much, you register, you pick your classes, you do your FAFSA, Bob's your uncle, you're a college student.
You're in.
Yeah. But, yeah, not so much with university, but I'm excited to get registered with the orientation, figure out what that process is, register for classes, get my CAT card, all that other fun stuff. But it's fun. I mean, like you were saying kind of earlier on the show, it's just nice being part of that community. Like, I think you saw just recently, the Arizona Sands Club had an event, which, if those who don't know what the Arizona Sands Club, it's pretty much like a dinner club inside the University of Arizona football stadium. So they had an event the other day for new members, kind of like a pre-kickoff event. Me and Dr. J were there, even though we didn't see each other.
I heard you were there.
Yeah.
We were in our own little clusters there.
Yeah, and just being around that university community, whether it's the alumni, the current students, like, it's just... Yeah, like you said, there's nothing like it. So, I mean, I definitely feel blessed about that. And I mean, and from listening to these guys here just regularly, you know, doing this show, I'm encouraged to continue to stick with it. You know, I'm definitely not going to give up. It may not be going at the pace I'd like it to, but like I'm excited to, as well, one day be an alumni of University of Arizona, get, you know, fill in those blanks for business that is the reason for me is, you know, why I took. I mean, even though I got 6 years of college, don't have a single degree because of my why. You know, for all these years, ever since I was even a young boy, I've been a business owner.
Yes.
So.
And that's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. Well, and for me, it was, I went to school because I wanted to be a better business owner. Mm-hmm. Like, I realized there's things I didn't know. And every time I went to school, I did. Mm-hmm. I became a better business owner, and in a lot of ways, that was why I had interruptions, because I was like, oh man, this has really helped me. I got to put my everything into this. But I think, we're seeing with the guests in studio today, and like you experience, I have to prioritize it.
Oh yeah.
Like, no matter what else is going on in life, I got to prioritize it. So, you know, that's where I'm at.
And I tell you what, it also is like a, maybe it's another law of physics. I don't know, you science guy over here. But it seems to be like once you start to take a step in growth, all these opportunities just like boom, open all at once. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wow. Because since these 7 months that I've known you and been working with you on this show, he's only opened 2 businesses, that's all.
Yes.
You know, in addition to starting a community garden for his homeless vet community that he has created himself here in Tucson. And so those are just a few tiny little things,
just
you know.
Just little stuff. You know, just kind of help out.
It's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, this is amazing. So, I mean, it just goes to show that when your intention is to make a difference in life will open you opportunities. So it's like another whole thing. And going to college is like an intentional step. And when you step into it again, it's like all of a sudden you too are just going to see everything open. Mm-hmm. Now, easy, because you know what to do next. And then the prioritization has to be there. And then it's not always wrong for you to prioritize like your family. Like, I had to put that dissertation, my final research gathering, on hold for a month so I could live with my mother while she picked up the pieces from losing her husband, my dad. Mm-hmm. And that was in the middle of everything with my 1-year-old. You know, so, I mean, it was like a crazy time in life. But when you keep that intention going, I knew it was just a temporary. I limited it. Even my mom was like, you're not staying past a month. I said, okay, Mom, that's good. She said, get down there and finish that thing. Your dad would have wanted it. You know, so we used it to motivate me right back on track. And then when I was so tired and wanted to quit, my professor stepped in and I said, you're finishing it. I was like, well, you can't make me, can you? And I thought, well, no, but they're offering, so just say yes. I said, okay, yes, I'm doing it. And so the same with you. I mean, all you have to do is set that up and get the right accountability. And you are in different circles these days. I mean, look at us. We were at U of A. And that was a fantastic group of people. And it was all for my birthday people, I will just say. Secretly, they said, Jennifer, when is your birthday? So we're going to have this a big event right on your birthday day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Monday was
it. That was good of them to do that for you.
It was very nice of them.
And let me tell you, happy birthday in person. I sent you a little message. But
yes.
Red carpet, if I remember
it
right.
It was. Yeah.
I know 25 is a special one. So congratulations.
Yes. It's actually 28 times 20. 2.
Oh, okay, good.
And I love it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not good at math. So we'll just
leave it. I just heard it was 25.
Only 25. That's good. We'll just stay with that. I'm okay with that.
Absolutely.
So that's like a great update because you are going to probably get that degree. Mm. And then you have to see, have they already told you how many credits from your prior community college they're going to transfer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much is it? Is it half of your, is it 2 years worth or 1 year's worth?
I don't even know that much. I just know the amount of credits.
Okay. How many credits did they give you? Do you remember?
I think 46.
Oh my gosh.
That's a great
amount.
Dude,
you're going to have like 1 year at U of A and you're going to be finished. Probably maybe 2 years. But that's amazing. Mm. Look what you can do. So all those years of seeking and looking, they're going to pay off too.
Mm-hmm.
And they were worth it. Better to do it at the less expensive community college than to mess around in college. I did it all at college. My dad was like, all right, you know, you're costing me money now. You know? It's like, okay, Dad, I'm going to focus. So. Good for you, man. I'm really excited to hear the update.
Me too.
Yeah, you're right. Now it's just a matter of you prioritizing.
Just gotta prioritize.
Deciding.
It's all about intentionality. We talk about it a lot. Yeah,
I love it.
Mm.
And so the same with you guys. So right now, are you currently in class, Katie?
Yes.
Okay. So you have your path established and you're heading down.
I if all goes well, I should be done in December. I should be graduating in December.
Oh my gosh.
Cool.
I'm
very close.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Invite us to go.
Heck
I
yeah.
Go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I would love that.
Mm-hmm. At TIA, we go to all the parties. So, and if we can't make that party, we create our own. So, all right. And say with you, Oxlan, where are you at? And
Well, I'm going to start a fresh slate.
Sure.
So probably start in the spring of next year.
Awesome.
And then I know with this couple of months, with my dad passing away in January, I'm just trying to get everything restarted and focused now and have a stable enough ground foundation to start building up into success.
Man, and that is a wise step. When we go through something traumatic, we need to allow ourselves that time to restabilize. So I think that couldn't be better. And then if you do it while you're working at our school, I mean, look, I can't get my English right. You got the English teacher there.
I got Chambers right there. I got all of them there.
Exactly. And so we only got Chambers for a little while, you know. So I keep telling him he's never going to retire, but I don't know.
We won't let him.
Ultimately, that's right. So you still have access, and it's so exciting, isn't it? And just the things you will do. And with your degree, John, we were saying, you know, you are already a businessman. You've opened 2 thrift shops. Hmm. You have the homeless vet or houseless vet community that you have started and the community garden, which is its own giant thing in itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what's driving you to go back to U of A?
For me, it's just as good of a businessman or as much as I think I know, I just realize I can be better. Like certainly,
I love that.
Like particularly when it comes, like you're mentioning, like when it comes to helping people, which is what I'm in the business of helping people. I want to be better at helping people, and I never feel like I can be as good as I want to be. So that's kind of like before I went to school, I actually went and worked at La Frontera for 3 years because I felt like they could teach me how to help people better. So that's definitely where it's at for me right now. Is I just want to learn how to better help people.
That is so awesome. Mm. What a great show. Thanks to all of you guys for being on and everything. And,
Thank you for having us.
You will do it. And I will be there to celebrate.
Yeah, I can't wait. Invite me too. I want to go.
Thank you.
This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera and Katie and Exelon. And we're just all cool. We'll see you next week.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.